Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's growing chaos in Syria, where forces loyal to the Syrian regime have entered the Kurdish-held town of Manbij, which Turkey plans to move into. The withdrawal of U.S. troops from the region has left a major power vacuum.
WCBS's Peter Haskell spoke with New Jersey Congressman Tom Malinowski, a former Assistant Secretary of State during the Obama administration.
What is your take about the United States' new policy in terms of the Kurds?
I think it's a terrible and cruel betrayal of allies who fought for us, who bled for us, who helped us defeat ISIS in Syria. And it's a message that will really hurt our national security, because anybody who is thinking about fighting with the United States, sacrificing for the United States, now knows that at least this president is not going to have their back. It's a terrible, terrible thing, not just morally, but strategically.
So let's take this one step at a time. In terms of the impact on terrorism right now, how do you see this?
Well, right now, we have a lot of ISIS prisoners who were being held by the Kurds, some of whom may now be escaping. We don't know exactly what's happening. We do know that some of their family members who are in a camp in northern Syria have already escaped. We also know that the Kurds, out of desperation, I can't blame them, have now turned to the Assad regime and to Russia for help, because it's the only way to defend their homes, which creates just the kind of chaos that ISIS thrives on. It's a victory for the terrorists, it's a victory for the Assad regime, for Russia, for Iran, and a terrible, terrible defeat for America and for what we stand for. Totally preventable.
If the Kurds are aligned with Syria and Russia as opposed to us, what does that mean?
Well, it means they're no longer going to be partners the next time we have to go chase ISIS. So we have a situation in which ISIS is breaking loose and being able to use this chaos to their advantage. And if we have to go back and fight them again, which unfortunately we may have to because of this horribly stupid decision by the president, who are we going to get? The Kurds? Are they going to fight with us again? Of course not. Not after we stab them in the back.
The president says, we've had enough of forever wars. It's time to get out. Let's be done with this.
It's a complete lie. At the same time as he is shifting forces around in Syria, he sent thousands of troops to Saudi Arabia. Why? Because he said they're paying us. They're paying us in money. The Kurds paid us in blood. This is the difference. We're not getting out of the Middle East. We're just sending our forces to a kingdom that is willing to rent our troops. It makes my blood boil. It makes me sick.
Some people might hear this and say, wait a second, we're getting compensation for this. We need this money. Why is that bad?
The United States of America does not rent our armed forces to the highest bidder. Our armed forces are there to protect us, to protect our national security, to protect our values. That's what they were doing in Syria with a group of people who know they didn't have money to pay us, but they did pay us in blood. And right now, you know, our troops, our special forces who were there in Syria are feeling absolutely sick about this, because they have an ethos of not leaving your friends behind, and they've just been ordered to leave their friends behind. Who will be our friends in the future if this is the way we treat them?
I want to ask you about that. If the United States has the biggest, baddest military, what is the significance of having these allies, and will it matter?
Well, we managed to defeat ISIS in Syria without sending our troops into combat. We had, our Air Force was there. We were providing air support. We were doing training. We were on the ground to provide support to the Kurds, but they were the ones who did the fighting. Do we want a world in which you can't do this unless American men and women are doing all the fighting and dying? This is exactly what we have been hoping for. A real ally on the ground that was willing to sacrifice blood and treasure to help us defeat a common enemy. And to turn our backs on that leads us into a world where the only way we can protect our security is alone. Why would we want that?
Have you been in touch with former colleagues at the State Department? And if so, what do you hear from them?
I've been in touch with former colleagues in the State Department and the Defense Department. They were completely blindsided by this decision. The president consulted no one apart from the dictator of Turkey.
So if these people who work at the State Department are unhappy with what they're seeing, do they stay? Did they leave out of principle? And if people, career State Department people, leave, what is the impact of that?
I'm really worried that we are going to see an exodus at some point of career patriotic people from the State Department, from the Defense Department. It's the backbone of our government. And, you know, I hope they don't leave. They've stuck it out these 3 years under President Trump. I think many of them will continue to stick it out maybe for the next year. But if he wins re-election, I just don't know whether these really good, professional, talented folks are going to stay. And I got to ask, you know, my Republican colleagues who are up in arms over this, who agree with us that this is a terrible decision, do they want 5 more years of this? It's not getting better. It's getting worse.
Stupid question. I'm going to ask you to explain what these State Department folks do and the significance of their work.
Our State Department, these are the people who represent us around the world, who staff our embassies, who collect information, who gain allies, who gain the trust of other countries so that they will help us in situations like this, who have the knowledge of being on the ground so that we know what strategies to pursue. And, of course, we know what our Defense Department does, not just the uniformed folks, but the civilian folks who support them. And we can't have a government in which all those people go away and they're replaced either by nobody or by political hacks of the president, people like Rudy Giuliani. Do we want people like that running our foreign policy or our defense policy? That's where we're headed if we continue to go in this direction. And I think we're at a point, we're at an inflection point, where it's not just Democrats saying this, it's Republicans in Congress as well who are absolutely shocked about the Syria decision. They just haven't decided what they're going to do about it yet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.